The caption reads, "No Jane Fonda movie in this theater." Quoting Ike, "I think Vietnam veterans appreciate this. The soldiers nearby may have also appreciated it when Ike refused to show Fahrenheit 9/11 at the time."
Be realistic, Rick.
Shut up, Rosie.
Something else hasn't changed since the days of the Vietnam War protest. The government's interrogating people using their constitutional rights to protest the current wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Now, is this a Patriot Act thing, or is this
it appears
different?
To be. No, it appears to be a Patriot Act thing.
Well, I don't care. Whatever's happening, you got to let Jack Bauer do his job.
And we're talking about those kinds of agents here, too. Dozens of protesters were interviewed last summer just before the political conventions in Boston and New York. According to FBI documents, the interviews were conducted by anti-terrorism agents. Yes, think CTU agents on 24. The agents believed that radical protesters were planning to violently disrupt the conventions and to bomb a TV van.
You know, I was in Boston last year for the Democratic National Convention when it was happening, and just walking through town, they had one of those huge demonstrations. It was like 20 or 30 demonstrations all combined into one group. Mm-hmm. And there were guys all over the streets of Boston, and if they didn't look like CTU type guys, along with the regular police.
Oh, I think you told me that off the air, right?
Yeah.
About all the super security.
Yeah, the amazing security, but also, you know, you had the guys that were following them, the guys that were like monitoring the parade, the guys in the blue outfits, you know, the cops, but then you had the behind the scenes guys, the guys with little walkie talkies in their ears,
I would like to get on stage someday to do my Patriot Act.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, that classic.
Man, I tell you something, if you bring out the Wonder Woman costume again, you know it's going to work.
Not since you've seen 1776 have you loved a production like my Patriot Act.
If you have never heard the song Sit Down, Don.
Oh, it's good.
It's fabulous.
I don't know how you trained that eagle.
And really, when the kids come together and they sing, build the wall.
Right.
Oh, man.
Oh, gosh.
It's a moment. Fantastic.
And remember, 3 performances a month, you do it in period attire.
It's wonderful, though. I mean, really, the children are what makes it.
That's
you know,
right.
Half of them in the Uncle Sam costumes and half of them wearing sombreros.
I love it.
And, Rob, you're wrong about that.
Yes?
Ladies are not allowed to work when they're having their period.
Oh,
there's no period attire.
Okay, very
not on Donnie's show.
No,
that's right.
That is one hell of an act, though.
Not in my Patriot Act.
Not in your stage.
Now, there's FBI report says the interviews turned up nothing and that none of these things happened. Quoting one critic who's taking the government to court over this, the FBI is starting to regard some forms of dissent as potential terrorism. The FBI says there was a credible threat and that it's that agency's top priority to prevent any terrorist activity. The only thing that could hamper the FBI's efforts is that pesky constitution written by the protesters who founded this country.
Mm-hmm.
The White House says people...
You know what you just did? You just did that thing again.
What, gave some history?
Yeah. He's been hitting it pretty hard this week.
You did that thing again that you're doing. I'm cool with it,
mm-hmm.
You know. Just, you know.
Watch it.
I get it.
Okay.
I get it.
You're just letting me know that you're on to me.
Right.
Uh-huh.
I
got you.
Hold on. What is it I want to say to you? Hold on. Here's what I want to say.
I'm hearing you!
Ah. Yeah,
okay.
Well, I was hoping so.
You get it? Okay.
Well, the White House says...
I'm hearing you!
White House says people have died and that this country's image in the eyes of the world has been hurt beyond repair, and the White House isn't talking about its foreign policy. It's talking about an article in Newsweek that says our guys intimidated prisoners at Guantanamo Bay by flushing pages of their Bible down the toilet. Despite good sources, there's no evidence yet the story is true.
Who run this joint anyway? The
story set off riots in the Middle East, resulting in hundreds of deaths in Pakistan.
And me today to get a new toilet seat because...
And Afghanistan, where our soldiers are still in harm's way. The Afghan government says Newsweek should be held responsible for the damages. The White House says it's encouraging Newsweek to make this right.
There you are!
Now, the soon-to-be number one movie in America is another Star Wars. So the Air Force has decided this would be a good time to ask the president for that technology.
Triple crap. We forgot to call that movie.
It's too late.
Too late now. We're into Buzz's news and comments.
Tomorrow is another day.
Well, he won't be there tomorrow.
The movie started. He will have seen it already.
Well, we'll get his review.
The movie's at midnight tonight.
They're expecting huge crowds, and I think by the time you get back on the air tomorrow, he might still be waiting for popcorn.
Yeah, it's true. The Air Force says it wants this Star Wars technology to, quote, secure space so it can protect the U.S. from attack. critics, including...
From who? From Uranus?
Martians! That's right.
Come on!
Critics, including our own allies, say they're afraid this will start an arms race in space. That's why it hasn't already been part of our arsenal. As a matter of policy, the U.S. has tried to keep space a peaceful place, using just spy satellites to keep the arms race on the ground under control.
Well, it's the final frontier, you know.
Yeah, it is. That's right, Norm.
How you doing, Pope?
I'm doing fine. God bless you and everyone else there. God bless all of you. God bless, God bless, God bless.
Pope Ratzenberger.
That's John Ratzenberger.
That's right. So, this would be a major policy change for the U.S. and would bring war in space and war from space a little closer.
You're the German Pope, right?
German Pope, you got me right
You're
here.
You're familiar with that Nazi song that guy was calling about?
Oh, you'll land yourself a year in the Huska if you do that. Play that or whistle that in Germany, you're going to jail. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
We never sleep, and the enemy never sleeps. Just as you can go online to practice your driver's license exam, Iraqi insurgents can now go online to see if they have what it takes to be a sniper. The would-be snipers can go to a website and learn that they should aim first for the commanders, the officers, and the pilots, because according to the website, it takes 2 to 4 years and $500,000 to put one through West Point. Snipers also learn to go for the U.S. Special Forces troops, quote, because they are stupid and have a Rambo complex, don't be arrogant like them, end quote, at the website. The test also includes picture questions like, who would you kill first? The answer for one is, kill the tank's gunner before killing the driver. It's nice to know they have a website they can go to train to kill our people.
So you're doing it again.
Yeah, and he's doing it seriously.
You're doing it again, though.
How about this? You've heard the expression, stop for driving while black? In Ohio, some guys say they've been stopped for driving while gay.
Yeah.
That's our story when we come back.
What happened to this stop for driving while black? You mean a black man can't drive in this neighborhood here?
Ain't that a bitch?
Sometimes.
Black man can't be driving here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Well, don't worry about it. I can't drive either. They're stopping me.
Shut up, faggot.
You've hurt my feelings.
You two try to get along.
Mm-hmm. A buzz?
Yes.
We don't take calls during your news, but we do have someone about Star Wars
who's
been waiting on hold now for going on nearly 2 hours.
Oh, that's a long time.
So here's a two-hour wait to get on the air. Nate.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Dude, why have you been waiting for almost 2 hours on hold?
I am bored. I have absolutely nothing to do. I live in Sacramento. What can I say?
You have no life? Well, what can we do for you, Nate?
This is very valuable real estate now. This is oceanfront property. This is Buzz's time. So,
Right on. I apologize, Buzz.
That's all right, man. What do you got?
I was just curious. Two-hour wait. You must have something important to say.
You know what? It wasn't even about Star Wars. I was so depressed about living in Sacramento, and then I got even more depressed because now I have to look forward to getting married and dealing with what Dom had to deal with. And
3, 2.
Anyway, thank you guys.
That's the Sacramento spirit, sir.
Blast.
Wow. Okay, wait 2 hours.
That's what the guy waited 2 hours for.
It's really shocking to me that someone from Sacramento would call up and sort of celebrate the fact that he's miserable.
There you go. And
remember the great ratings. Remember the great ratings.
That's right.
Remember the great ratings.
Thank you.
And remember the first call we took today.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll be right back with more Buzz.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. 98% perfect. All of the time. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the greatest website in the world?
DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Scatlovers.com.
Well, but DonandMikeWebsite.com is number two.
Now here's Buzz. That's our website. And, you know, Mike and I did that without any prep.
Oh. Yeah, that wasn't written.
There you go, because that's how we are. What are you doing? Don't do that with that coffee mug.
He's caressing his mug.
He's caressing the coffee mug that has our faces on it.
Cuddling it.
Okay, stop it.
Bringing this home to my honey.
You going to go home and fill it up?
Oh, yeah, your girlfriend's going to like that. Come home from a day at work. Honey, guess what? I got you a present. Here it is. A coffee mug with my picture on it.
Okay.
I'll bring that home. As soon as I give it to her, it'll be given back to me at like 40 miles an hour towards my head. Britney Spears, huh?
She's got a lot of them, though. So she works like where they all are, all of them.
Yeah.
So it's not that big a deal. It's a novelty in the O'Mara household.
an endless supply of them.
So, hello. Coming home to you, Carla. Here you go, coffee mug. Yes, sirree.
So maybe...
I don't know, I might just keep it for myself.
Good for you.
Look at it.
Isn't it pretty?
It was on a coffee mug.
Will you ever drink whiskey out of it?
I'll drink anything out of it.
Mug of whiskey? Oh, no. What is that about?
I've been on that website Buzz told me about.
What website?
The one that's got the news stories and all
the
that stuff.
Filter. Oh, the news filter.
That's an hideous website. Yeah, every day it seems to get worse.
So you pleasure yourself to that website?
No.
This is what you were just indicating.
No, I didn't mean it. I saw somebody doing that.
Homo.
What do you mean? I saw that on a website.
Homo.
Mm-hmm.
They were. And then she was.
Yeah.
Homo.
That's not homo.
Well, it's not homo.
Okay,
it's not. Okay, you're watching a guy, though. See, I didn't understand that there was a girl involved.
I was watching a guy like you would watch a guy on Platinum Plus.
There's a name for that.
The Japanese have a word for that.
There's a name for that.
I know what the word is.
That you do that into a cup, and then the girl drinks it.
Seems to be big in the Asian culture.
Yeah, that's what we hear.
Oh, yes.
No MSG.
At least it was in the film I watched.
Fill my cup.
Yes, very disturbing.
Fill my cup up. We go on number three. Oh, Joe. That's good number three.
Highly disturbing.
Finally.
What, Buzz?
What? Nothing. No.
You screw something up here?
The last story always begins with the word finally.
Finally. Yeah.
Finally, Buzz.
A woman is not legally responsible for injuring her boyfriend while they were having consensual sex. That's the ruling from a state appeals court this week on a man identified only as John Doe. Would you use your real name if the woman fractured your penis? He says she was negligent 11 years ago when she suddenly changed positions and landed on him awkwardly.
Ow.
The emergency surgery that followed in 1994 was also followed by a long and painful recovery, according to John's lawsuit.
It's a tough procedure. Give me a second. Where's my wrench?
The court has ruled the woman...
Mike, lay still.
Ow! Ow.
Hey, shh, shh, shh. Quiet. Lie down.
Better.
The court has ruled the woman was not reckless. The man disagrees.
Thank you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
That's it. Hold on. It's the same goddamn song.
Oh, it's a good song.
No, but I want another one.
How about something from the Stones?
Or you can do war. Ha.
Boom, 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 boom.
And. I like Len Kravitz.
Sure.
We can do it with Len Kravitz.
Absolutely.
Bob Ice will be dressed probably as Len Kravitz tonight on American Idol. He loves doing that. He looks like such an idiot, Bob Ice does.
When he puts on